You both have boyfriends. I mean, that's a... You know, betrayal is one of the biggest crimes of a relationship. And when Estelle cheated on me, wouldn't you know, it was with Reverend Felcher. So it was like a double betrayal. The man that I turned to for guidance. The man I turned for... Well, I admit, I guess he would look at Estelle sitting there undulating in the front pew every week. And he'd look up there, and I could have sworn a couple times I saw that robe he was wearing rising up a little bit. But I never thought it would get to the point where he'd be sneaking over to my house while I was at work and, who's your padre? Who's your padre? Who's your padre? Who's your padre? Oh, joyous is our good. Yes, sing hallelujah. Yes. Saints preserved. Yes, let your feelings be known unto the Lord thy God. Michelle achieved the Shangri-La, the likes of which I had never been able to bring her to, and Reverend Felcher had a good sheen of sweat on his back as he continued hunching that thigh. When he still happened to glance at the clock that was on the night table and say, my God, Reverend, Nina will be home soon. You'd better go, because if he walks in on us, he'll probably use some really horrible language that is certainly going to offend you.
The Grease Man, DC 101.